Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Time and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Yeah.
Country folks can survive.
Country folks can survive. That's what we're doing up here in North Dakota. This is your country boy, James Kelso, host of the Trump Phenomenon. Here on June 28th, 2019. Let me get a little closer to the mic here. We had a call the other night who said I sounds a little more warm and intimate when I get closer to the mic. So here I am. Not quite like Frank Sinatra with my lips right up against the microphone. Not Frank Sinatra. But we'll get back a little bit here. And hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. Well, I'm just basking in the afterglow of the demon rat debates, two catastrophes for the demon rats. One that I missed yesterday, I don't think it happened in the first hour, but that was when Kamala Harris took some big bites out of Joe Biden. Oh, game on, game on. So Kamala Harris versus Joe Biden, this looks good. And, you know, the whole thing is great. You know, Kamala Harris going, the little five-year-old girl or whatever she was, and she was on that bus, and that little girl was me. As you, me, Joe Biden, you were against forced busing. And it's just too beautiful. I ought to play that song, the British song from the, what was the name of that band? It played All Too Beautiful. Small faces. And anyway, as Breitbart asked and answered the question so well, who won the debates? Who won the Democrat debates? Donald Trump. Oh my goodness, he won both nights big time. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. Unfortunately, the next demon rat debate, we have to wait a whole month to the end of July so we get to enjoy this all again. That's too long. But anyway, well, I'll take what you can get. Let's see what's going on here with Donald Trump's tweets at the moment. I'm sure he's basking also in the afterglow. He says, well, of course, he's in Japan, see? He says, just 2 hours ago, our president says, after some very important meetings, including my meeting with President Xi of China, I will be leaving Japan for South Korea with President Moon. While there, if Chairman Kim of North Korea sees this, I would meet him at the border or demilitarized zone just to shake his hand and say, hello. Question mark, exclamation mark. So the president's leaving it wide open there. But he is going to South Korea. And then also 2 hours ago, he says 54% in poll. That would be his popularity rating. That's very high, actually. I would be at 75% with our great economy, maybe the best ever, if not for the phony witch hunt and the fake news media. And as the president says in the phrase that he has popularized, so true, so true. And let's see. I am in Japan, he writes, 16 hours ago. So it's a little bit longer. I'm in Japan at the G20 representing our country well. But I heard it was not a good day for Sleepy Joe or Crazy Bernie. One is exhausted, the other is nuts. So what's the big deal? And of course, you see why Donald Trump couldn't tweet. He's too busy being president of the United States to be able to spend time with you and me soaking up the nonsense of the Democrat debates. But he got that right. Not a good day for Crazy Bernie or Sleepy Joe. One is exhausted. That must be Sleepy Joe. The other is nuts. And of course, either guy could be described either way. Let's see here. What else does the president have for us? Other gems he has. He talks about the stock market. He says that big stock market increase must be credited to me. If Hillary won, a big crash. So I like the boldness of that. You know, he's not beating around the bush. No false modesty. That big stock market increase must be credited to me. And damn sure it must be credited to Donald Trump. Who else? Now here's another tweet. This is we caught this last night. This was good. He says, all Democrats just raised their hands for giving millions of illegal aliens unlimited health care. How about taking care of American citizens first? And then third sentence, this is the clincher here. He says, that's the end of that race. You got that right, Mr. President. Someone who's campaigning, they all raised their hand, said that they want health care for millions of illegal aliens. All of them, millions, unlimited numbers, billions, as campaign chairman, what's his name? Brad Parscale. He said, well, how about 7 billion? I mean, the Democrats are for free everything for everybody who can get their ass across the border. And that's how many people? 7 billion plus. Let's not discriminate. I mean, if you discriminated against any of those 7 billion, what would you be? Ladies and gentlemen, I ask you, what would you be if you discriminated against any of those 7 billion people, including, as Kamala Harris would intone, mothers! Oh, mothers! Some of them are actually mothers. Others are children. Oh my God, children! If you didn't let in children and you didn't let in mothers, what would you be? Well, you'd be a racist. That's what you'd be. An evil, evil, despicable, irredeemable racist. And by the way, I love the way Tucker Carlson just nails that. He's making that point over and over again so well. It's really, he's getting it out there to the American, average, you know, European American is getting that message about the fake, the BS that we've been receiving for decades now about racism. It's just it's a weapon. It's a weapon. It's a club with which to beat you around the head. Let's see, what else we got here? I like that, though. That's the end of that race. And as I said in my show notes for last night, I said Donald Trump can carry this, can run this clip all the way to his victory on November 3rd, 2020. America's not going to vote for any candidate who supports health care for illegals. All right, so there we go. We got those right there. Let me go over to the caller board. Let me see if you're over there, callers. Let me just see who may or may not be in the caller board. Come in, caller board. Here you are. Okay, nobody yet. So the board's wide open. You can call it 800-313-9443. Let us go to, well, we covered Donald Trump and his Twitter account. That's my favorite. That's my first stop in the... There was one radio host years ago, was it out in California? Around the world, around the nation, around the clock, whatever he said. And then there was another radio host who said, sending this message out, he had a fake telegraphic key. And out to ships at sea. Here we are, around the world, around the clock, and out to ships at sea. Let's look at Breitbart. See what the heck they've got going. Biden lies again about busing. Oh, I'll tell you what, this guy's opened a can of worms. Poor Joe Biden. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. John Nolte, one of the premier writers at Breitbart, a genius, he writes, Biden committed 8 major gaffes at the Democrat debate. Okay, let us count the ways. I like this. Chris Wallace over at MSNBC calls Kamala Harris beautiful. Okay. Brilliant. Okay. And badass. Badass Harris. The antithesis of Trump. Well, he got that. He's got one for four there. She is the antithesis of Trump. Badass, beautiful, and brilliant. No, I don't think so. Let's go over here and look at what Nolte spotted on Sleepy Joe. Even though Slow Joe instead of Sleepy Joe. Slow Joe Biden got off easy Thursday night. He still managed to step on a bunch of rakes to gaffe his way through his first debate appearance of the 2020 campaign. Front-runner Biden was not asked even a single question about his serial young girl touching. Oh, there's photo after photo after video of Biden touching young women and girls inappropriately. The matter never came up. Well, that's true. That's the left-wing media giving him a free pass. Nor did the scandal swirling around Biden's son Hunter and his shady business dealings with China and Ukraine. Oh, that's even worse. That's terrible. That didn't come up. Oh man, that's true cover up. That's the media clearly throwing in their endorsement to Joe Biden. But when you have the far left NBC News hosting the debate, you know Democrats are going to have an easy time of it. The beauty of Biden, though, is that you don't have to ask him tough questions. That's good writing, folks. The man is a walking unforced error. And here, in no particular order, are 8 of the ones he made Thursday night. He said, my time is up. To which the world replied, no shit. He says, regardless of the context, when you are 985 years old, the last thing you want to do is say something like, my time is up. Especially when you're trying to put a stop to the beating being handed down to you by Kamala Harris. That second gap. My first priority as president will be to defeat Trump. Can we see the rabbits, George? Take me to see the rabbits, George. I want to pet the rabbits. Biden actually told the world that after he's elected president, his first priority will be to defeat Trump. No one is taking him out of context either. This was a genuine Matlock moment. Here is moderator Chuck Todd's actual question. You get one shot, then it may be the only thing you get passed. What is the first issue for your presidency? To which Biden replied, the first thing I would do is make sure that we defeat Donald Trump, period. Okay. Then he goes, ban all the guns except guns no one wants to buy. Another direct quote, y'all. Here's the quote. Quote, no gun should be able to be sold unless your biometric measure could pull that trigger. It's within our right to do that. Now, do you understand that sentence, folks? Because your host does not. That is not an English sentence. So he says, so unless the gun has the technology to read the owner's handprint, Joe is going to ban them, which means he's going to ban all guns. okay. Then here's his next gaffe, number four. My opposition to busing was in opposition to something that didn't exist. Okay, that's the summary. Biden was so rattled by Kamala's beatdown, he went the full unicorn. Quote, I did not oppose busing in America, Biden said. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education. That's what I opposed, unquote. Great answer, except Biden opposed busing years before the Department of Education was created in 1979. Oh, ow, ow. Here's another one. The NRA is not our enemy. That's the heading. I can think of a number of times, writes John Nolte, Biden could have helped himself Thursday night by not going along to get along. Perhaps he should not have agreed to give illegal aliens free health care. Perhaps he should not have said we should not deport illegal immigrants. But for Biden to say in a heated Democrat primary that, quote, the NRA is not our enemy, unquote, holy moly. okay. He said our enemy is the gun manufacturers, not the NRA. Okay, that didn't go well with the demon rat, his constituency. Here's another one. Jail people for false advertising. There was another one. I'll just skip over that. You will only get this torch from my cold, dead hands. This was pretty childish and petty. It went like this. It was the pass the torch thing. Biden said it didn't work. He said, I'm still holding on to that torch. Okay. Okay, let's see. Then there was confiscate the guns and so on. And then he summarizes this way. If Biden makes it to the general election, Trump is going to make him pay a price for this nonsense in ways no one has ever paid a price in the history of price paying. Oh, slow Joe. I like that. All righty. Let's go back to the president's Twitter account. He's flying back from Japan. That's a long flight, folks. I don't know if he's going to be able to tweet with his usual gusto on that flight. His last tweet was 2 hours ago, so he's probably out sleeping on that magnificent airplane headed back to our country. Let's look for some more great headlines here on Breitbart. Oh, let's see. There's a whole bunch of good headlines here. Well, here's a Chinese company that's buying a New Jersey college campus. Wow. Look out for that. Here's Ted Cruz saying, we are not going to let big tech silence us. Good. Good for you, Ted. Here's 2020 hopeful Delaney. Now, I forget Delaney's first name, but he's one of the doesn't have a prayer candidates who's in there. One useful purpose these don't have a prayer candidates serve is that they bring an element of reality into the discussion. So that some of them have made comments that indicate, you know, hey, you know, this, you can't pay for this, you can't afford this. So he made a good comment that Medicare for all would cost 33, not billion. Okay, what's 1,000 times a billion, folks? It's a trillion. $33 trillion. That's right, Medicare for all. This is a Democrat candidate in the debates said on the air, Medicare for all, which all the major candidates have endorsed, Joe Biden, Harris, Bernie, Pocahontas, it would cost $33 trillion. You got $33 trillion burning a hole in your pocket? I thought you didn't. Let's see here. Then here's five times that Kamala Harris flip-flopped on key issues. Now, let me say this about Kamala Harris. Just give you my impression here. As just like you, somebody watching her face and her expression, her tone. She doesn't sell. She doesn't work. She's not persuasive. She's not attractive. She's not beautiful, and she's not brilliant, Chris Wallace. She's actually very off-putting. She looks bitter. She looks angry. The thought of her being in the White House is scary. So, no, she's not an attractive candidate. I hope she gets the nomination. And I have the same feeling about other candidates. They're not attractive. Joe Biden's not attractive. Bernie Sanders is not attractive. Some of these, like this guy I've been making fun of, Butt Judge or Butt Giggle or whatever his name is, he's actually more attractive than those three that I just mentioned. He's actually, you know, he's actually a more sort of honest-seeming, rational person. And, of course, he's ridiculous, Butt Giggle. He's ridiculous. That's how bad it is for the demon rats. Let's see here. Oh, what do we got here that's really, really cool? Let's see here. There's Madeleine Albright. Are you kidding? Is she still alive? Madeleine Albright? Is she risen from the dead? Is she a wax figure at Madame Tussauds that we're hearing speak here? She says, I'm appalled at smiling Trump telling Putin don't meddle in the election. Oh, come on, Madeleine Albright. God, you are so yesterday. Here's a nice one. Donald Trump and, oh, this is a good one. I like this. Great men thinking alike. American President Donald Trump met his Brazilian counterpart, conservative President Jair. And help me with this, folks. How do we pronounce his name? Is it Jair or Jair Bolsonaro? That would all be in a Portuguese inflection, because, of course, Brazil is a Portuguese-speaking nation. On Friday at the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, where Bolsonaro promised to show the world that following his election, politics in Brazil has indeed changed. The White House reportedly said in a statement that among the issues the two discussed was the threat China poses to the region. I guess the region being the Americas. Bolsonaro also had his first meeting with Chinese Communist Party leader Xi Jinping that day as part of a larger informal summit among the five leaders of the BRICS nations. What are the BRICS nations? B-R-I-C-S. This is worth remembering. B for Brazil. R for Russia. I for India. C for China. S for South Africa. BRICS. Pay attention to the BRICS nations. There is a sort of a rival to NATO. As a presidential candidate, Bolsonaro expressed concerns that, quote, listen to this, this sounds like Donald Trump, doesn't it? And Bolsonaro is the Brazilian Trump. He says, China isn't China. China isn't buying into Brazil. It's buying Brazil. And he promised, I will not hand our territory over to anybody. Xi Jinping enjoyed warm relations with the leftist administration that preceded Jair Bolsonaro, particularly the now imprisoned socialist former president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. I like that. Now imprisoned. So there you go. There's some precedent. Come on. Lock her up. You can put a former president, you can put a former senator, you can put a former first lady in prison. They're doing it in Brazil. Okay, let's go down further in this story. He says, I support Trump. I support the United States. I support your upcoming re-election. And I do hope that you, speaking to Donald Trump, will come to Brazil, and you have an open and standing invitation to visit Brazil even before the upcoming election so that we can showcase to the world that politics in Brazil has indeed changed. So he's saying, come on. Come on, Donald Trump. Come over to Brazil. Show that we are brothers. We are comrades. And do this before the election. I love this. And by the way, this is very unorthodox, folks, for a head of state to weigh in on the election of another major nation is very unusual. And it's what does it mean to me? It means this guy means it. And that this is important. Trump promised to visit Brazil and praised it as a tremendous country with tremendous people. Let's see, what, let's go down further. And go down a lot further. Let's see here. Bolsonaro also held a meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel Friday, who he said could have a lot to learn from Brazil. Oh, yes, she has a lot to learn from any Trump. Any Trump look-alike. Very good. I like it. Bolsonaro and Trump at the G20 meeting, from which Donald Trump is now headed home. Let's see. Could it be he's awake in his plane and tweeting? No, he's not. So far, no tweets. And nobody on the board. 800-313-9443 if you want to get in. Let's find another good headline to revel in. Jesse Jackson. We always want to know what Jesse Jackson thinks about anything. Very important. What's that famous quote from Jesse Jackson? I can't remember what it is. Oh, anyway, he's got a few of them, doesn't he? A few whoppers. Biden is on the wrong side of history over the busing vote. Okay, so Jesse Jackson's weighing in against Slow Joe. And Nolte, John Nolte at Breitbart writes, Kamala Harris proved Joe Biden correct. My time is up. We always also want to know what Jimmy Carter thinks about anything. And he looks like he's also a figure from Madame Tussaud's wax gallery. But he's still alive. He actually is. We'll give you his quote in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say, I decided I just got to stand up and say. So sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice.
Hey, we're back, folks. This is all too fun. Somebody made a comment. Somebody was talking to Tucker Carlson. Was it Laura Ingraham or somebody? One of the ladies at Fox was telling Tucker he's having too much fun. You can see it. His grin is so wide. His grin hurts. He's having so much fun as the demon rats shoot themselves in the foot. There's so many things to laugh about. Marianne Williamson, she's the motivational speaker, self-help guru, psychic guru, and she said she was going to harness love to defeat Donald Trump. Oh, that was great. That was just too good. It fits right in. And she doesn't look any more nutty than any of the other Democrats. Here's another funny one. Chuck Todd, who sat next to Rachel Maddow. Okay. Meet the Press moderator. Chuck Todd spoke more words during the Wednesday night Democrat debate than seven of the actual candidates. What makes this feat even more impressive, this is John Nolte writing again, the guy's good. More impressive is that while all 10 candidates were on the stage for the full 2 hours, Todd managed to top 7 of them during his single hour of moderating. Oh, folks, that is so embarrassing. That is so good. You can't squirm out your way out of that. That's amazing. The people who did the counting, they counted every word. Add that Todd's 1,633 word count is only 4 words fewer than that of Senator Elizabeth Warren. Now, she was the main focus of the Wednesday debate, demon rat number one. So Chuck Todd spoke 4 words fewer than Elizabeth Warren. She was on for 2 hours. He was on with Rachel Maddow for 1 hour. Wow. Does that tell the story or what? Here are the numbers of words spoken by various people. The only people who spoke more words than Chuck Todd, by 4 words, Elizabeth Warren, by a few more than that, Beto O'Rourke, and then Cory Booker managed to get in a couple hundred more words than Chuck Todd. Rachel Maddow, she got in about 2/3 as many words as Chuck Todd. She was a chatterbox too, and she was only on for 1 hour. Lester Holt did the same thing. As did Jose Diaz Balart. Jose Diaz Balart. You want to roll that R. He actually didn't speak that many words. He actually was kind of circumspect. He didn't speak much at all. Okay, so I have to compliment him on that. Let's see here. Let's go back to, you have to keep checking. Got to hit refresh on the Donald Trump account. He might tweet from the middle of outer space as he flies across the universe in Air Force One. Let's go back to Breitbart. No, he's apparently sleeping. Oh, Jimmy Carter. I love this. Jimmy Carter claims that Donald Trump is an illegitimate president. To quote Jimmy Carter says he didn't actually win the election in 2016. Jimmy Carter says that. Let's go look at what Jimmy Carter has to say. I'm always interested in Jimmy Carter. The guy that gave away the Panama Canal. What a dope. What an idiot. Talk about, shooting yourself in the foot. Former President Jimmy Carter suggested Friday that President Trump's victory in 2016 was illegitimate due to Russian interference in the election. He says, in fact, President Trump did not win the White House. He says, admit that it happened, election meddling, that is. He says, there's no doubt that Russians did interfere in the election. Now, folks, look at this. Let's just talk about this for a second. Russian interference in the election. You know what the Russians did in the 2016 election? As far as anybody's been able to ascertain, they ran some Facebook-type ads on social media that nobody paid a rat's ass worth of attention to. They spent a small amount of money on things like that in the election. They hired some people to post various messages. Again, nobody paid a one rat's ass second of attention to anything the Russians did. The Russians did not influence a single vote. And of course, for something to be newsworthy on a national scale, it must have somehow influenced at least hundreds of thousands of votes. Something that, if I influence the vote, if I browbeat my neighbor into changing his or her vote, that is not a national news story. That would be considered stupid. Well, that's what the Russian story amounts to that. And they didn't browbeat anybody. They ran a few ads. They did this, did that, tried a few things. That's not... And you know what? By the way, compare that to the kind of money that the CIA spent in Ukraine. I hope somebody digs that out. How much money did the CIA spend in Ukraine trying to steer the Ukrainian elections recently? Hundreds of millions of dollars, boys and girls. Hundreds of millions of dollars. The Russians have never spent anything even remotely like what the CIA and the State Department and other U.S. agencies spend on trying to influence foreign elections. This is hypocrisy with the biggest capital H you can put down. Okay, enough for Jimmy. Jimmy Carter! Jimmy and his brother. What was his brother's name? The guy with the beer cans. Jimmy Carter and what was his brother's name? Billy! Billy Carter! Yeah, Billy Carter with the beer cans. Terrible imitation of the accent, I admit. Here's Ellen Barkin. Who the hell is Ellen Barkin? Well, she apparently somebody thinks she's famous. She says that Trump's base is the most extreme right winger since the Nazis. Okay, all right. Well, she looks old enough to remember the Nazis, actually. Let's see here. Got another one here. Oh, here's one. Rachel Madcow admits that the debate chaos is absolutely freaking terrifying. There were 50 plus interruptions in one night. I kind of tried to describe that in our show last night and the night before at various points in the debate, and you saw it yourself if you watched. Of the 10 candidates, like 6 or 7 of them would be speaking all at the same time. Now they're going to face the same, here's a new information, they're going to face the same qualification rules for round two in July. Rachel Madcow says, as you know, moderating the debate is hard. Moderating a 10-way debate 2 nights in a row is not a thing humans can do, and we should never try it again. The second debate night was more chaotic, as lower-tier candidates repeatedly interrupted and tried to wrestle with moderators for more camera time. I love that. Wrestle with moderators. That's what they were doing. The Washington Post counted 53 instances of candidates interrupting each other on Thursday and 30 interruptions on Wednesday. The Democrat National Committee announced that candidates making the cut in the second debate, this is in July, so we'll look forward to this, must register at least 1% support in 3 separate polls. This is the same standard as the last debate, and have at least 65,000 unique donors and a minimum of 200 unique donors per state in at least 20 U.S. states. I think that's the exact same standard as the last, so they're making it easier. CNN will host the second debate in July, 2 nights. The DNC is expected to again pick at random who ends up on stage. So that's kind of fun, isn't it? There's kind of a roll of the dice quality to that, isn't there? That piques the interest. Will Kamala Harris go up directly against Joe Biden? And so on. Top-tier candidates such as former Vice President Joe Biden had to share the stage with bottom-tier candidates such as author Mary Ann Williamson. Depending on polling, up to 25 candidates could end up split between 2 nights. So we might go up from 10 on each night. We might go up from that. However, lackluster, and boy, that's an overly kind word, lackluster performances in the first debates may lead to some candidates sinking below the threshold in the polls. I would hope so. But, well, maybe not. Maybe I don't hope so. Let's go over to Europe here for a little entertainment from Europe. The Swedish state television network they used an Iranian comment that Trump is retarded in an ad. This is a Swedish tax-funded network. Let's see what's going on here. The Remainers in Britain, let's go to the Brexit vote in Britain. The Remainers are now threatening a government shutdown to prevent a full Brexit. And what does a full Brexit mean, folks? The British people, and of course British patriots, overwhelmingly, because, you know, there are two peoples in Britain, just as there are two peoples here in America. There's an entire population of non-British people in Britain, and it isn't hard to find those people. If you look out, if you walk down the street and you look at someone's face and you see someone from Pakistan, that is not a Brit, ladies and gentlemen. Someone from India, somebody from Nigeria, somebody from Jamaica, man, is not a Brit. That's a Jamaica, man. And here in America, we have the same phenomenon. We have a non-American population. So the British, the actual British, the real British population, voted overwhelmingly to leave the European Union. Way back in, what was it, July of 2016, around that time. Sorry for not remembering more precisely. Help me out, listeners. This was before Trump was elected. When we made the same sort of choice here in America to get the hell out of the deep state. Brits voted to get the hell out of the deep state, and no one's let them out. They're still in prison. Here they are, 3 years later. 3 years! My God, 3 years! And their clear vote to leave the European Union has not been allowed. And they really don't appear to be, they appear now to be further away from actually leaving the European Union than they did the day after the election, 3 years ago. What kind of bullshit is this? The people voted. The people said, let us out, damn it. But who gives a rat's ass about the people's vote? Democrats? Let's see, Democrat supports what? Democracy? I don't think so. They don't support democracy. They don't want you to be able to vote on what happens with your life. Well, so that's the so the Remainers are saying that they will shut down the government. Let's see here. Farage slams the betrayal as the UK remains in the European Union on the third anniversary of the Brexit vote. And folks, this is important stuff. This is a big deal. Britain getting out of the EU is a really big deal because this is the first unwinding of globalism. Donald Trump, of course, is an anti-globalist, but we're, and his departure from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, his departure from NAFTA, his departure from the Paris Climate Accord, these were all departures from globalism. He took us out of those damnable things. But Britain actually getting out of the EU is the first real exit of a sovereign people, the British people, from the globalist nightmare. So it really matters that the Brits successfully get out of the EU. If they don't, if they are thwarted, if 3 more years from now Britain is still not out of the EU, they're never going to get out. Then what kicks in is that, what is that, how does it go? Let me see if I can play it that quickly. Maybe I can. Let's see if I can do it. Kelso's a versatile guy here. Let me see if I can do it here. I'm going to jabber along here. I won't be able to find this specific part of the song with the exact verse I'm looking for, but here's the song in question. Let's see how it works. Let's see if we can do it. I'll go right to the middle. Maybe we'll get lucky.
Sonny gets to forget, so I call him the captain. Please bring me my wine.
Please bring me my wine.
We haven't had that spirit here since 1969. And still those voices are calling from far.
I think we're going to get lucky.
Wake you up in the middle of the night to hear them say, welcome to the Hotel California.
Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place. Such a lovely place. Such a lovely place.
The EU.
We're living it up.
Bring your
alibi.
Hey, we'll give you the punchline right after this break.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still like the show. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.
We are back. and I'm going to let the Eagles sing us out. The Eagles have the message on getting out of the EU. It's Hotel California, folks. Here they are. This is the passage of Hotel California. Exactly describing getting the hell out of the EU.
Just prisoners here of their own device. And in the master's chambers, gathered for the feast. Stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find a passage back to the place I was before.
America great again.
Relax, at the nightmare we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
That's it. That's it. Oh. Love you, Eagles. Love you, Eagles. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. And we are prisoners here of our own device. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. Oh, folks, that's it. That's Brexit. And that's the Remainers. A beautiful, beautiful, well, I mean, the Eagles, what a band. Maybe the greatest band of all time. And that may be their greatest song. Hotel California. Near and dear to my heart as a kid who grew up surfing in California. Well, we're going to run out of time here. We don't have any callers on the board, so won't do any calls here as we exit this. I'm just, you know, I'll tell you what, I'm all a Twitter after the debates. It went so well, folks. It was wonderful. The demon rats hurt themselves badly. And, you know, it's not going to get any better. The chance that Joe Biden had to separate himself from the leftist insanity, he lost in yesterday. He's not going to recover it, because now he'll be, if he tries to reverse course again, now he's not flip-flop, he's flip-flop, flip-flop, flip. So Joe Biden is stuck. They're all stuck. They all raised their hands. Do you support medical care for illegal aliens? Yes, yes. They all raised their stupid hands. And then what was the other one that was great? Oh, decriminalize illegally entering the country. Make it a civil offense. You know, make it a parking ticket. Okay, not a criminal offense. They all raised their hands. What idiots. What absolute stupid idiots. So, and those two, and Trump said it right, stick a fork in it, that with those two positions, none of those people can be elected president. And Donald Trump just has to run that clip over and over. We're all going to enjoy until November 3rd, 2020. Donald Trump will be reelected. We'll see you again. Let's see. We'll see you again Sunday night. Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. Be with us then. So long. Hey, you know, it's amazing.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting.